What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I got a whole Chinese nigga with me.
Hey, this is Chinese best friend. That energy you got, Mike, is like a damn lightning the other day in Los Angeles County. Did you see that in San Diego or no?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was the biggest lightning ever in
history. There was a lightning. We was in San Diego shooting a show. We just heard a lot of lightning. The lights went out, actually, at the hotel.
Oh, shit. Got hit by lightning then.
Dog, lights went out, and you know what happens to me in the dark.
You glow in the dark.
Don't be a smart ass motherfucker.
They couldn't find you?
Exactly.
Holy shit. This is going to be an empty episode of Couples Retreat. Just Miss Rada Darling talking to herself.
I don't like the collar too much on this shirt.
It's too close.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Bobby Brady shit. You know what I mean? Like Bobby Brady wore this. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch. There was Cindy in the name of 77. And it's Cindy to that sister. There were three girls that were together. Yeah, they were all alone. There was one day when this fellow met this lady.
I think that's the wrong song, Mike. You have the tone.
That was back in the day. Those were the real fucking shows, man.
Yeah, I watched them.
The Brady Bunch. Cindy. It was Cindy Marshall. And what's the chick in the middle?
Cindy
was the youngest. Marshall was the oldest. It was the one in the middle that just got no love. Nobody loved her. She couldn't get no dick. Couldn't
big
get
old
no
braces.
Dick. Big braces. She just got no fucking love. Till today, she's probably still a lonely bitch.
Is she still alive?
I'm sure they're still alive. She probably still live at that same fucking house. It was like one floor, you know.
Oh, they still have that house.
It is.
It was for sale 2 years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
But I like Different Strokes. Different strokes to the world. Everybody got a special kind of story. Everybody's having the same song. It don't matter what you say, but Different Strokes to the world.
Mike, after Different Strokes, listen to this.
After
Different song, they're going to file a lawsuit against you.
After Different Strokes, Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. It's the Facts of Life. Take the good, take the bad. That's right, motherfuckers. How about the Jeffersons? Moving on up through these you finally got a piece of the pie. Fuck the 80s and 70s, man. Let's talk about right now, 2021.
Mike, I think that COVID vaccine had a big effect on your body today.
Thanks, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, we got to follow.
Well, you know, I went on a Twitter rant today.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, it was a big issue.
I finally watched Dave Chappelle's special. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched a clip of it.
Just a fucking clip, nigga?
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
There's nothing else on TV, man. You got to watch Dave. Dave is just about, he's like the funniest one right now.
My God, don't underestimate yourself. I think you're funniest man alive right now.
I know, but I don't have a special. If I had a special, mine would definitely top his. But right now, he has a special. He had like fucking 6-7 of them niggas.
For real?
You know what I mean? His latest one, was funny. It's always funny.
Yeah.
He talked about the baby.
Oh, the baby, yeah.
Yeah, he talked about the baby having...
having a baby?
No, the baby. What's up with all these baby names? Like Lil Baby, Da Baby,
Big Baby.
Big Baby Davis and Little Baby. And in Africa, all the singers are boy.
Yeah.
What's his fucking Stone Boy.
Stone Boy, Burner Boy.
What's the other boy name, Rada? Fire Boy.
Fire Boy?
All these boys. And then there's a kid, Whiskey.
Whiskey. Yeah, what's going on with that?
None of these guys are growing up. The Americans are not growing up. The Africans are not growing up. The Africans are all boys. The Americans are all the baby.
They want to be a baby forever.
What's going to happen when the baby becomes 90 years old? He's going to be the grown up or the old motherfucker?
He'll probably keep his name, Mike, because that will...
Well, I made a post about... Because Dave Chappelle said something about, you know, the baby... how the baby shot and killed somebody.
At Walmart.
At Walmart. The thing about it, did you know that?
Hell no. After that, I Googled it too.
Yes, we all Googled it. Google got very famous today. Okay? I Googled it. I didn't know. And I'm sure the LGBT community did not know either that he killed somebody. Oh. So now Dave said, oh yeah, he said the baby killed somebody.
Yeah.
and didn't get in trouble. His career was still the same.
Yeah.
But then he made fun of a gay person. He made fun of gay people, and then the guy shut him down.
They shut him down.
We got the message. Definitely got the message. But there's another message in there, too. Dave low-key snitched on the baby. He low-key snitched on him because the LGBT community did not know this nigga killed anybody.
Oh, shit.
Nah, they're going to call him homophobic and a murderer.
Oh, hopefully damn. The one he killed wasn't lesbian.
Chinese best friend. Seriously, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, the guy that he shot.
Wasn't good. Then it wasn't. He shot him in a Walmart fruit aisle.
Fruit aisle?
But oh, now they got. Boy, with 70 friends, the guy tried to rob him.
Rob him.
You know, and one thing I know is about the baby is one. What I like about this guy, this guy's never been Hollywood. This guy, he goes out by himself.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, he's a brave kid, man, because he's hood kid.
He carries a gun everywhere he goes.
But, you know, the baby, you are a star. You got to have somebody with you.
Yeah.
Can't be nowhere by yourself. And in fact, when I was in Charlotte one time, I went to a store in a mall, and the baby was there by himself.
No way.
We shot a little comedic video together.
Oh, that's the one that...
Yeah.
He was trying to attack you.
It was so funny. He has a sense of humor, too, man. That's my nigga. But, yeah, so I made a post about Dave Chappelle did not help the baby by reminding everybody that he killed somebody because I didn't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know.
I didn't know.
Exactly. You see? So now I'm like, I was like, honey, what?
The first thing I did was Google, too.
Yeah, Google got really rich today. We didn't get none of that money either.
Hey, Mike, you went pretty viral. Hollywood Unlocked post you. TMZ post you.
Worst
Shade
Hip-Hop.
Room post you.
Shade Room did not post
Pornhub post you.
Pornhub did not post me.
Mike, yeah, you're trending next to the baby.
I hope not in Pornhub.
Well, I didn't check yet. I usually check.
You have a Pornhub Google account?
No, everybody have that.
All right, what else going on? Some other things went on.
What did Dave Chappelle say, Michael Blackson?
You know what? He hasn't said nothing yet. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm going to see him tomorrow, and I'm going to call him a snitch. You snitch on the baby, my nigga.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
I actually just did a pay-per-view event. I did a celebrity boxing match with Peter Guns.
Trainer?
We fought in Atlantic City.
Y'all was on the card for somebody else?
No, we were the headliners.
For real?
Yeah, we headlined the card. It was the co-headlines. It was me versus Peter and then Lamar Odom. Versus Aaron Carter. So we're the co-headlines. And we just did that whole pay-per-view shit.
What the fuck? How was that? Who won the fight, first of all?
I did, yeah.
But Google that shit. Make sure.
Google it, man.
So what? I mean, are you guys really hitting each other?
Yeah. No, and the funny thing was that we spoke. Peter's like my big brother. I love Peter Guns. You know what I mean? And we spoke prior to this shit. And we was like, yo, man, we just going to, you know, play it around. Give a good show for the people. This was the conversation. He literally came to my room early that day and we was chilling. We even had a shot together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, all right, cool. The fucking bell rings.
Ding.
We walk in. As soon as I'm like, okay, cool. I'm playing over here like Cassius Clay shit. Peter just comes because he had Roy Jones Jr. training him. He just came with some slide move and just, and I said, wow. That really hurt. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of friend is this?
He hit me hard. And I said, so I grabbed him in the first round. I said, Peter, you want to fight? I said, because we have to fight. And you hit me hard. And he said, yo, Cisco, let's just fight, bro.
Damn, oh, shit.
Fucking God, man. So now we're fighting. You know what I mean? Like, for real. You know? But it was a dope experience.
How much did you make? Did you know?
Nothing. It was the fucking... So here's the deal with pay-per-view.
You got punched in the face for free?
I didn't work for free, but...
It wasn't great money.
Let's just say... No, it wasn't great money. And let's just say this. the pay-per-view game is really fucking funny. Like, you really got to be on top of that shit. Because what it is it's recoupable against all the expenses that put into those boxing matches or those events.
Oh.
So they got to get all that shit back first, the promotion company, and then you'll get the percentage off of whatever the profits are, you know, so.
Do you think reality need a union, like a SAG after type of thing?
Absolutely.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I think
it's disrespectful. We just shot, and I know Mike did too. Mm-hmm. Mike just shot a show. Mike and Ryder shot a show with the same network at the same resort, mm-hmm. in the same place.
Resort?
Yeah, right after us. He took my room.
When he left, I moved into his room.
Yeah, really? They said, no, because I was trying to stay more. Like, Stevie J had Faith over, and they went and rented boats and shit. So people started, like, because we were on quarantine and isolation for weeks, you know, shooting the show. So we couldn't go, we couldn't interact with the other side of the resort. We couldn't leave the resort. So by the time they wrapped it, we was like so ready to just fucking just hang out and party.
Yeah.
Everybody started staying late and like staying an extra day so we could, you know, do jet skis and pool and, boats and shit. So I'm staying and I'm the last person there. And they're like, yo, you got to go because Michael Blackson is waiting. You know what I'm saying? He's waiting for the room. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Mike's my man. Told me, just come upstairs, man. We'll share the room. You know what I mean? Ask Mimi, the showrunner, Paris. I don't want to leave. They're like, yo, you gotta go.
I would have let you stay on Sofa City. You could have stayed on the sofa. Because it was a big suite. So it's like a big living room with a dining room and a sofa. And then it's a bedroom. So me and Rado took the bedroom. Who did have him stay in the living room?
I wasn't going to be in there anyway, man. I was going to be out there, you know, getting fucking boats and shit.
You should have texted me, nigga. I would have made sure.
Nah.
So where did you end up staying? In Holiday Inn?
No, so what happened was I left. And, the network sent the driver for me. I'm on my way to the airport. And I get halfway to the airport. And I'm like, you know what? I love it out here in California. I said, I'm going to get an apartment out here.
For real?
So I called the showrunner. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you reroute this car and take me to L.A.?
Damn.
I'm going to go to L.A. for 2 days and look for an apartment. And it's like, okay, cool. And they rerouted it. And that was 14 days ago.
Wow, you're still here.
Still here,
Are you going to be here forever, sir?
No, I really got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got to get out.
I got to get out of
here. But no, L.A. is pretty cool. You know what I mean? What I talk about L.A. is like, it's not an easy place to live for an entertainer. I mean, it's very expensive, you know, just like, you know, and LA people come to LA. A lot of the models come from like Wyoming, Idaho. They be the baddest bitches. They be the baddest bitches in the state. When they come to LA, they probably be the second ugliest. You know what I mean? So LA is not an easy place. You know, just as many people that come, people turn around every day, you know. But during the pandemic, a lot of apartments got cheap. So, you know, if you want a place, better hop on it now because.
But that's what Mike told me last night. So Mike says to me, because I'm telling him, you know, I'm having like a little heart to heart with him. I'm like, yo, Mike, I feel like I need to be out here. And he's like, yeah, nigga, but make sure, you know, you set up some shit and you're doing some things. He said, because I've seen a lot of niggas come out here and go broke real fast.
Yeah, they become the homeless
This motherfucker told me he spent 20 grand between food, this and that, just been here for fucking 14 days.
Whoa.
Ain't no joke.
You're going to go broke. You spend that kind of money.
That's why I said I got to get out of here.
That's a whole year's worth of rent.
After a few fucking boa and katanas and fucking Mr. Chow, your fucking family members.
They should give you for free.
I know. You would think
you gotta call them and be like, hey, I'm coming down.
Hollywood don't give a fuck. Mel Gibson have to pay for his fucking food. Okay? I don't give a fuck about this Puerto Rican nigga.
Just say you're from the movie Friday.
No, but you know what's so funny? He's right, though. Like, it's really, I would really say that LA's the one place. For the most part, they really don't give a fuck who you are.
They don't give a fuck who you
that
are.
That shit works everywhere. Miami, New York, Atlanta. You could just, and it's like, oh shit, he's here.
Yeah.
And then people get excited and they want pictures and autographs, all type of shit. LA people will be like, I fuck him. There's no seats available. You gotta wait an hour.
We don't give a fuck. Fucking Denzel is waiting in line too, motherfucker. LA is so expensive, everybody has a fucking roommate. Denzel Washington has a roommate. Seriously, man, this nigga. It's sharing $6,600 a month with another nigga.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.